Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
My beautiful people across Manchester, London, Lagos, Accra, Houston, Miami, anywhere it is you're listening from, this is your girl Jerry, and you're listening to Lovestorm on Radio Africana. Yeah, this is Lovestorm, the show where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And you're joining me all the way in Manchester, Salford, Manchester. How's your day been? It's a cold, cold night, but here I am to give you some warmth. Hope you've had a lovely day like I have. Come again today with another juicy topic. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Are you ready? Are you really, really ready for me tonight? Because we are entering small Wahala, like we're talking Wahala this night. Are you ready for this juicy conversation that we're gonna have tonight? I said we, yeah, because you are gonna be joining me in this conversation. We are gonna be talking about a new trend. You might call it something else, but others know it as something else. It's called E&M. I don't know if you've heard about E&M. Ethical non-monogamy. Some call it cheating, while others call it I can't even remember what other people call it. Different people call it different stuff, but the new term for it is non-ethical monogamy. This is where you give your partner the chance to step outside. It's called being in an open relationship. But now we've coined a new term for it, ethical non-monogamy. I'm going to go on a short music break, and when I come back, we will be delving into the world of ethical non-monogamy. It's a juicy one, I told you so. Get ready to share your opinions. Let me know if you've done it, if you're doing it, or if it's something that you are happy to do in your relationship. I'll go on a short music break and I'll be back to not touch that dial.
Standing here looking in the mirror, saying damn to myself, I should have known a day would come that she would find somebody else. And all the things I took her through, shit, I should have lasted this long. Now I'm at this telephone booth calling Tyrone. 'Cause when a woman's fed up,
no matter how you beg, no,
about how it all goes down. I used to make love to you daily, when the night felt the same, and any time that you were hurt, I could feel your pain. And if I had a dollar,
It was your share.
And whenever we would go out, I would front the bill. But now the up is down and the silence is sound. I hurt you too many times. Now I can't come around, cause when a woman's fed up,
no matter how you make it, no,
it ain't nothing you can do about it. Oh no, it's just like running out of love.
No matter running out of love, no.
Hi, it's your girl Jerry, and you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. And tonight we are talking about ethical non-monogamy. So I would say you are in a relationship, either married or just together as a couple, and then you've been in your relationship 10 years down the line and you're looking for new ways to spice things up. Would you opt for an open relationship or swinging? Would you give your partner the permission to swing or like spice things up by bringing in a third party? Let me know what your thoughts are. So there's the rise of E&M, which is ethical non-monogamy. This is where couples either true midlife crisis, boredom, or social media influence try to spice things up. So you just wake up one morning and say to yourself, babes, I think I'm tired of you. Let's think of a new way to bring more fun into this relationship. What if we opened up this marriage a bit? What if we opened up this union a bit? Like a small kiosk, you know, where we can let just anybody in. Some would say they do it to save the relationship. Others would say they tried it and it did destroy the relationship. Some say they do it just for that excitement. Some would tell you that they do it just so that there's a little bit of accountability, you know, where you know what your partner's getting up to, you know who they're with, and at the same time you have some form of control in how they do it and who they do it with. But I'm pretty much neutral about this. I'm just here to talk about it. I have no opinions regarding this one. I've never tried it. Not sure if it's something I'll like to try, but I'm not judging anyone. As you all know, on this show, we do not judge. We listen, we do not judge. But I want you listeners to tell me, are you open to being in an open relationship? Have you tried it? Would you try it? And do you think it's something worth trying if someone else hasn't tried it? Have you done it? And would you advise, say, your friend, or would you advise your sibling to do it to save their relationship? So the phone lines are open. You can text me via WhatsApp on 0744-881-1570. Or you can find me on TikTok. I'm live on TikTok today. Yep. My TikTok handle is Jerry1848. That's Jerry1848. And I already have my first comment for the night. And it says, I know of a situation where one day of the week is regarded as singles day for both parties. Okay. You can do whatever you want on that day and get back to normal life afterwards. Oh, that's pretty interesting. So can you tell me more about your open day? So on that open day, what do you get up to? And is it for both parties or is it just for one person? I'd like to know. This is pretty interesting. So you get a free pass on that day. Is it weekly? Is it on a weekly basis? Oh, both parties actually get their days off or their day off. And is it weekly, is it monthly, or is it yearly? Like one day in a year, or is it one day in a month, or is it one day of the week? Okay, so I've got lots of people joining me on TikTok. Hello, hiya. Oh, they agree on a day of the week. So one day of the week, they both get a pass, and it's called a singles day. Okay, that's really cool. But you're still not saying what they get to do on singles day, because would be nice to know how you spend. Okay, maybe your partner doesn't tell you what they get up to. What do you get up to on your singles day? Would be nice to know what you get to do with your day off from being married. I'll go to the WhatsApp line now, because we already have another message on WhatsApp. I like it. I think you guys are loving this topic like I am. This one says, Jerry, I beg, leave matter. My husband cannot even pick his socks off the floor. He wants to manage two women. How possible is that? This is Tola from Manchester. Okay, that really cracked me up. Tola, that he can't pick his socks off the floor. Does it mean if you give him a free pass, he wouldn't make the most of it? Never say never. If you want to try it, just tell him, okay babes, like we have our first text to say that he gets a free pass, a free singles weekly pass. Perhaps you can suggest it to your partner and say, to your husband rather, and say, what if I gave you one day a week to have a free pass as a single person, what would you do with it? And then you see that he might come up with ideas. I don't want to put ideas in your husband's head right now, but never say never. That's all I'm going to tell you. So you're listening, would you want to try the one day weekly pass as a single person if you're married? Is that something that you would like to do? Oh, we've got T from Manchester. She said, we're listening and judging. I don't mind an open relationship as long as we both understand the boundaries. Okay, T from Manchester, that's an interesting angle. But then how is it open if you then get to set boundaries? Because when something is open, it's like ajar, like it's open. So you setting boundaries doesn't make it so open. It's still a bit controlled. So I don't know, because that's where it is. Like, what kind of boundaries can you set in these situations? Would it be boundaries as to the kind of person they can have it with, or boundaries to say you can't have it with more than one person, or is it boundaries to say you can only kiss but you don't touch? Like, I would like to understand what kind of boundaries you think would really suffice in an open relationship. And I really want to have an angle from people that are in open relationships, so that we understand the dynamics, because for us to be able to judge, not like we really want to judge, for us to be able to see if it's something that we can do, we need to know how it plays out. What are the dynamics of an open relationship? Is it something you've tried? Is it practical for those that have tried it? Is it something you think would suffice in a marriage, for instance, not just a relationship? If you're married, would you think being in an open marriage will suffice? Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana, and my name is Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday on www.radioafricana.com. This is a show where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. I'm here because of you, and I love it when the show is pretty much interactive, because that's how it is every Wednesday. So if you're a first timer, feel free to text in. This is a judgment free zone. We get to share ideas, we get to share secrets. You don't have to text us with your real name, you can use an alias. We're here to have a laugh, have a band, and then be happy at the end of the day. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. We are talking about ethical non-monogamy, which is in a layman's term, an open relationship. Would you want to be in an open relationship? Are you in an open relationship? Have you been in an open relationship? Did it work for you? Do you think it's practical? Do you think it's something that other people should imbibe as well? Oh yes. So on TikTok, someone just said, open relationships never ends well, which is, for me, I'd say I'm a bit of a jealous person. I don't think I can be in an open relationship because the thought of it alone has got me saying nah. But for some people it might work, but some it might, for people like me, it's just a no-no. I'm just in it to always win it. I'm not, say, half here, half there. I want to be in my relationship 100%. And I would also want my partner to be in that relationship 100%. Because if you're now in an open relationship, it's no longer you two. There's a third party. It could even be a fourth party, a fifth party, bearing in mind that you have your own partner and they'll definitely have their own side partner. So it just negates the whole relation, the whole idea of being in a relationship. But like I said, that's my opinion. Doesn't mean it's right. No, you might do it your way and then it works out for you. And I'm going back to the phone lines. This one says, if we are married, then boundaries would be that our friends are out of bounds and we cannot bring them to our house. So protection is also a must. No babies or STDs allowed. Okay, that's fair enough. That's not too much to ask for. So this person is saying she can be in an open relationship if she's married, so long as there are boundaries in place. And her boundaries are no friends allowed. So you're not allowed to make out with friends, and you can't bring whoever it is to the house. And you also have to stay protected, because one thing you're not bringing into the house is STDs or children. So in essence, keep it business. Okay, and someone else is countering it immediately. We've got Paula from Manchester. She says, I do not agree to this because I believe it wouldn't end well, and it never does. But I'd like to learn from those that have done it successfully, which I really want to. I want to hear from people who are in open relationships. Let me know how it played out. Did it work for you? Do you think being in an open relationship is should be encouraged? Do you think it's going to stop others from cheating? Because I think why some people get to cheat is they would rather be in an open relationship, but because their partners are probably not open to being in an open relationship, then they now have to start pretending and doing it in the hopes of not getting caught. But it never does end well, whether you do it ethically or you do it non-ethically. So, but I think it's always best to do it ethically so that the other person is sort of aware of what's happening and you don't get to blindside them at any time. Okay, so this person says, my aunt tried open marriage. 3 months later, she closed it off like PACN switching off the light. Okay, so if you are non-Nigerian, PACN is just like your gas company, your light and gas, your energy company. So this person is saying that their aunt switched off the open marriage, just like, say, your energy provider will switch off your power. This is Dave from Bolton. Thanks, Dave. That's a pretty funny one. It's usually the women that want out with open relationships. I think men would jump on it. It's usually the women that are quick to do a runner when it comes to open relationships. With someone like me, would definitely do a runner. It might sound good to me, but trust me, I don't think I can last 1 week in an open relationship, because I can't even imagine someone that I love like being with someone else. Call me selfish, but I just can't. Like, the thought of it alone is already driving me nuts. Yeah, if you're only tuning in, this is Lobstorm on Radio Africa, and my name is Jerry. Here every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. We talk about love relationships and everything between. And tonight, we are talking about being in an open relationship. Are you open to open relationships? Would you want to do it ethically? Would you want to... This is ethical cheating, so... Would you be in an ethical non-monogamous relationship? This is a new trend. I want to know what you think about this. I'm going to go on a short music break, and when I come back, I'll still be going back to the phone line. So if you still want to send your message in, if you are in an open relationship, I want you to text in. I want you to leave me a message on TikTok as well. If you want to see me, put a face to the name. This is the opportunity to. I'm live on TikTok, and it's Jerry1848 1848 Jerry. I'll go on a short music break. Text me on 0744-881-1570. I'll be back. Do not touch that dial. Don't go nowhere.
So complicated, can't recall my mornings, everything is faded. Maybe this is karma, definition of JD. This stays on my mind, this stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm cool, and then the next I'm tripping. No, with somebody new, I swear she don't deserve it. It's still on my mind. She's still on my mind. And we build it up, just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who. Better not give him my nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down, no. But tell me, ooh, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals?
Jerry, and you're still listening to Lovestorm on Radio Africana, and tonight I'm talking about open relationships or ethical non-monogamy, as it's been called now. Are you in an open relationship? Would you like to be in an open relationship? Do you think open relationships work? Is it advisable for couples to try out open relationships? Share your thoughts, share your opinions. That's what we do here every Wednesday. We get together, talk about love relationships and everything between. And I'm just going to give my take on it, my honest two cents. So I'd say ENM or ethical non-monogamy or being in an open relationship is neither here nor there. It's not inherently bad, neither is it good. And this is me just, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here, but for some couples, it's just like adding that extra spice. People are wired differently. Different things work for different people. We can't all be the same. And I think the earlier we did realize that, the better for all of us. So what works for A might not necessarily work for B. And to be fair, some people, I'm not going to say a particular gender, I'd say some people are not particularly monogamous. Some have it in them to be monogamous, and some do not have it in them to stick to one partner. And in such situations, it's always best to lay your cards on the table and let your partner know, and let it be their own decision to say, yeah, this is what I'm pretty much open to. And who knows, you can find your own tribe. You could always find someone who's into it, because people are into all sorts these days, so it's not really difficult to find your tribe. So, but where it becomes a bit difficult is when you try to convert someone else that's not necessarily into it. That's when it becomes more manipulative, if you get what I mean. The fact that you are a certain way doesn't mean the other person has to be that way. So staying at the start of your relationship, these are questions that you need to ask each other. Do you think you can be monogamous? Look at us 10 years down the line. Do you think you still want to be with me? Or would you want to spice things up from time to time? And if they are happy to do it, then why not? You both know that this is your decision. Then going halfway down the line and telling your partner that you would like to be in an open relationship, that's a bit tricky, because this is something that you should be well aware of from the start of the relationship. So would I say go for an open relationship? Also, do what works for you. If being in an open relationship works for you, fine. If it doesn't, you don't have to. So, but then the key questions that you need to ask yourself: am I doing it to avoid addressing deeper issues? Because for you to want to always be with different partners or different people, then there's something that you're not particularly addressing. Yes, we all like to spice things up once in a while. Why do we have to spice things up with different people? I think that should come to mind as well. And are you doing it just because social media has made it look and sound sexy, or is the in thing? Is this because you're having midlife crisis? Is it that you are tired of your partner? Because I think that should come up as well, because people would say, oh, you get bored doing the same thing over and over and over again. But when you decided to make a lifetime commitment with that one person, you should have realized that that was one of the reasons why you were doing it, to stay stuck with them for the rest of your life. So these are questions that you need to really, really, like, genuinely ask yourself. Like, does this align with my values? Why am I doing it? Am I doing it because I'm now tired of this person? Because if you're doing it because you're tired of your partner, for instance, that wouldn't change. So you step out, say, tonight to be with a different person, you're still coming back to your partner the next day. And once you start stepping out, say, more than 3-4 times a week, you're literally no longer with that person. Why tie them down when, you know, mentally you signed out, and you emotionally signed out as well? So these are things that you really need to put into consideration as well when deciding to be in an open relationship, because it doesn't change anything at the end of the day. You're adding spice, yeah, but that spice is temporary. It's just like when you try to drown your sorrows with alcohol, for instance, or drinking or doing something, it doesn't change it. You wake up the next day, probably wake up with a hangover, but the problems are still staring you in the face. So that's how I feel open relationships are. this is entirely my opinion. It doesn't make it right. It's just me saying that for you to want to opt for an open relationship, you need to ask yourself certain questions. Are there deeper fears or deeper problems that I'm not addressing? Why am I getting into this? Will this make me happy? Would it change the situation I'm in? Would it make me feel any better? Would it change who my partner is? If it doesn't, then you're probably not addressing the problem, and this is like the best time to address the problem. Otherwise, you just keep stepping out and stepping out, and gradually that relationship begins to diminish. I'm going to the phone lines now, and we've got a message from Toby in Manchester. Toby says, honestly, open relationships can never work if we're being honest with ourselves. No matter how much boundaries you set, they'll never work. What if they're not being honest with you? Because one person would always withhold the truth from you. I totally agree with that. Let's play a scenario. Imagine you have a single day, then you get into it with a stranger, and the stranger does it so well and way better than the partner. The person is more open than you, sweeter than you, better cooked than you, and even better in bed than you. Obviously, your partner or your hubby would never stop seeing them and would always think about them. So would you want to play with the devil or play with fire? What's the point of a relationship if you want to be open? Just be single, I beg. That's my honest and candid opinion. Honestly, these days people are looking for ways to cheat on you, and with your senses intact, and calling it open is pure criminal. I totally agree. Like, why would you say you love someone and still want to step out on them? That's my question. Like, because if I did love you, I wouldn't want to even imagine myself with someone else, and I wouldn't even want to imagine the person that I love being with someone else. So why do we opt for open relationships? I'm not judging, it's just me seeing it from my perspective. And if you are in an open relationship and it does work for you, I'd like you to share reasons why it works for you, and also share what led you into opting for an open relationship. Was there anything that pushed you into it? Did you just feel like you were tired of this person, and you just felt there was no other way to redeem the relationship than for you to step outside? I just really want to know like the whole rationale behind open relationships. I've never tried it. I wouldn't say I would never try it, but I just think at this point, I don't think is what going to be one decision that I see myself making, especially in a marriage. We have another message. It says, stepping out is cheating. Open is an agreement between two people. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I do understand that. Yeah, stepping out is cheating and being open is an agreement with two people. But then we have to go back again to the fundamentals of marriage. So marriage is usually an agreement between two people. So when you now say you are, so if you've had, say, like a legal union, maybe in church, court, whatever, so long as it's a legal union, then it's between two people. Once it then deviates from you being two to you having a free pass to boot another person, then it's no longer monogamy, it's no longer marriage, it's you stepping out. In it, regardless of how we try to use fancy words to sugarcoat it and make it sound like we're doing the right thing, stepping out is stepping out. If you are in an open agreement or closed agreement, you're still stepping out. So I just want to understand, like, is there anybody in an open relationship listening right now? I think it's best for us to weigh from all sides, just so that we have a clear understanding of why people get into open relationships, because it wouldn't really be fair to say to really are completely if we haven't heard from people who are in open relationships. So it will be nice for anyone that's in an open relationship to share with us their gains, the pros, the cons of being in an open relationship. I'm going back to the phone lines. This person says, I think E&M works for very emotionally mature people. The rest of us are too jealous. I totally agree. You have to be like really, really emotionally mature to decide you want to be in an open relationship. You know, like emotionally fickle people like me, we're definitely not up for it. If someone says, Jerry, please, what is E&M again? I thought it was a bank. Honestly, I'm confused. This is for me from Manchester. Hi for me. When I saw this as well, like when I was doing my research around open relationships and I saw the term ethically non-monogamous relationships, E&M, I'm like, okay, what is this? This is like really, really interesting. Apparently it is a thing now. People now call it ethically non-monogamous relationships. I think they just want to make it sound more acceptable than saying, oh, I'm in an open relationship, because people sort of look down on you when you say you are in an open relationship. But now when you say I'm in an ethically non-monogamous relationship, it's a whole bunch of jargon. But so long as it does make it sound good, who am I to judge? This one says, my wife said maybe we should open the marriage. I said, okay, let's open the marriage counseling website first. This is Kofi from Salford. Thanks, Kofi. That was a very good one. Yep, that's a good start, because I think it's good to understand why she needs to open the marriage. Is there anything you're not doing? Is there anything she's not telling you? You probably should have that conversation first with a counselor before you let a third party in, because sometimes open relationships do not fix the problems in a relationship. So if you're having problems because your partner probably isn't as spicy as you want them to, stepping out wouldn't change your partner, wouldn't make your partner become spicier. If you haven't addressed the fact that your partner isn't spicy enough, then you will be stepping out for a very long time because you haven't addressed the problem at hand. So I think it's always good, Kofi, you are well on track. It's good to understand the reason behind it, because I don't think people just wake up and say, I want to be in an open relationship. There's something deeper than that, and there's something they're not talking about. Okay. Oh, finally. Yee. So we've got our first E&M partner of the night. Yeah, I'm liking this. It says, I'm in an E&M relationship, and honestly, communication is key. And Google Calendar. Anonymous, of course. Oh, okay. They're anonymous. You're not giving in anything. We want to know more. So, first, communication is the key. Yep, I agree, because you have to discuss it. And yeah, you have a planner and say, okay, we're in today, off tomorrow. In today. It's my turn today. It's your turn to be open tomorrow. Next tomorrow, our story's closed. We have bank holidays. Do you guys have bank holidays? Start opening hours? Because it almost sounds like you're running a business now. Yeah, but I'm not judging. But I really do need to understand like all the details. How does it work? How do you feel after it? Like when you step out and your partner is aware, when you come back, how do you get to look them in the face and still tell them I love you? How do you do it? Like, what's the communication like after you've done it? Do you come back and say, oh, babes, I had a great time tonight with Ted. Oh, baby, come sit down. Let me tell you how you went with Ted. Ted was amazing. Ted, I think, is a whole lot better than you are. Ted makes me feel that. Do you have certain conversations or such conversations when you step out? I just need to know how this open relationship works. Do you just sit down and then, does he say, okay, babes, when you go out tomorrow with Ted, tell Ted I said not to kiss you, or tell Ted I said, like, how does it work? This is not me laughing. This is me trying to understand how open relationships work, because I need to know the dynamics. What really happens before? Do you have a debrief when you come back? Do you, I don't know, like, somebody tell me. People are not giving anything, you're not telling me anything. Okay, back to the phone lines. This one said, this E&M thingy sounds like a group project stress. I know, it just sounds like, why we haven't delivered this project is just because of E&M. E&M keeps cropping up. Oh my goodness. And this is GD from Manchester. He says, he sends this with three laughing emojis. I totally understand. I am laughing in my head right now because, come on, come on. How does it work? If you're only joining in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana. I'm speaking to you all the way in Salford, Manchester. Where are you listening from? Is this your first time tuning in? Is this your first time joining on TikTok? We talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And tonight we are talking about open relationships. Are you in an open relationship? Would you fancy being in an open relationship? How do you think it plays out? Would you advise anyone to have an open relationship? Is it something you are going to consider yourself if you aren't already? You can join us on WhatsApp. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. Or if you're on TikTok and you want to tune into the actual radio, it's www.radioafricana.com. Yep, I have more messages. Someone says, people should stop overcomplicating marriage. Just date your spouse over and over and over again, and you do not need to worry about being in an open relationship. This is Miriam from Oldham. Thanks, Miriam. That's a good one. You have to learn to love your partner over and over again because it's a lifetime commitment. So you should just learn to love them, whether good or bad, is the path you chose. So I'm gonna go on a short music break. Do not go anywhere. Don't go nowhere. When we come back, we're still talking about being in an open relationship. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad. Bring your own food. Hang up in your car right back.
Oh,
you got it bad. If you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track. Oh, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house. You don't wanna have fun. So all you think about, you got it bad when you're out with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
Say that you love them, and you really know everything that used to matter don't matter no more. Like my money or my cars,
you can have it all. And
flowers, cards, and candy,
I do it just cause.
Said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know I really adore you. All my people know what's going on. Look at you, mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm
your man, you're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl, you're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, walked around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
You got it, you got it bad.
Hello, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana, and we are still talking about E&M, which is ethical non-monogamy, also known as open relationship. Are you in an open relationship? Do you want to be in an open relationship? Would you like to be in an open relationship? I need you to text in, share your thoughts on open relationships with us. Let's talk about it. Let's know if it really works. If it doesn't work, for me, I'd say monogamy is still the undefeated champion. Nothing beats it. It's less complicated. You have nothing to worry about. Some would argue that people would pretend they are in monogamous relationships and still step outside, and that's why they have to open up the relationship just so they know what they're doing and they're able to set the right boundaries. And then again, I just ask the question, why be in a relationship when you want to step outside? I think it's easier to just remain single and do whatever you like than tie somebody down, tell them you love them, and then turn around again and say to them, can we open up the relationship? Then why do you have them then? It's just that you want to eat your cake and have it. You still can eat your cake and have it by remaining single. Why have somebody who you want to dedicate the rest of your life with and still want them to accept you stepping outside? I don't know. That's why I need you to share your thoughts, your process. Let's know how it works for you if you are in an open relationship. I need you to send your messages and I'll be reading them out before. We've got a few more minutes before the end of the show. And I will tell you, I've had a blast. This is how we do it every Wednesday. You can join me here on TikTok, or you can join me on the radio's website. It's www.radioafricana.com. And if you're based in Manchester, based in Salford, we are also on DAB. You can find us is at Radio Africana. And I have one more text that's just come in. And this person just goes straight to the point. He says, hi Jerry, please can you just play me Burna Boy, because all this talk about E&M is giving me a headache. I know, that was so direct and straight to the point. This is Musa from Manchester. Thanks for texting in, Musa. I would play you Burna Boy, but unfortunately can't play you Burna tonight. But yeah, if you do tune in next week, I can play you Burna, but definitely not tonight. But I want to say a big thank you to you, Mr. for texting in. The aim is not for you to have a headache. The aim is for us to have this discussion and say, does it really work? You haven't told us if it works for you or not, but from the sound of it, Musa, I can tell that you're not particularly a fan of open relationships. But it does work. Somebody did say, sending a message to say they're in an open relationship, and from the sound of it, it does work for them. And he or she says it does take a lot of communication and setting of boundaries. So yes, well, if it works for you, it does work for you. We are in no place to judge you. We're just here to talk about it, find out what you think about being in an open relationship. But so far from the messages I've received tonight, I think most of us will agree that open relationships are never the solution to finding happiness. I think what's important is finding your tribe. If you are for an open relationship, find your tribe. If you are for monogamy, find your tribe. Where it becomes a problem is when you start trying to blend someone who's open-minded or loves being in an ethically non-monogamous relationship and trying to push them to the other side, or vice versa. So at the end of the day, do what works for you and find your tribe. If being in an open relationship does make you happy, go for it. If being in monogamy like me does make you happy, why not? Go for it. The aim of finding love at the end of the day is finding happiness. So whatever rocks your boat, whatever makes you happy, so long as you're not hurting anyone in the process, I'll say do what makes you happy. And like we say on the show, find love, give love, and stay loved. I want to say a massive, massive thank you to everyone who's joined me tonight. I'm here every Wednesday on Radio Africana, and I'm also live on TikTok. So you should join me again, same time, same station, and same TikTok handle, Jerry1848. This show is called Love Stone, by the way, where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. I'm gonna have to love you and leave you, and hope to see you again next week. Stay warm, stay loved, and stay blessed. Bye.
People live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. Of the superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you. Some people search for a fountain that promises forever young, you know. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter. The show.
Why you playing games? What's this all about? And I can't